Welcome to Beltway Talk, the podcast of the American International Automobile Dealers Association, where we examine the intersection between politics and the automobile retail industry. I'm your host, Hannah Oliver. Today's episode is sponsored by Federated Insurance. It's our business to protect yours. Since 1997, Federated has partnered with AIADA to provide its members superior business insurance and risk management solutions. You can find out more at AIADA.org. We're here today with our 2018 chairman, Brad Strong, who's a Volkswagen, Audi, and Porsche dealer from Salt Lake City. He's joining us to talk about AIADA's dealer visit program and why it's a great opportunity for dealers to engage their members of Congress. Welcome, Brad.
Thanks, Hannah.
It's great to have you with us. We're going to start at the top so our listeners can get to know you since you have been in the chairman role for a few months now. Can you tell us a little bit more about your stores and your background as a dealer, how you got started in the business? I'll let you take it from there. What is the story of Strong Automotive?
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm actually a third-generation dealer. My grandfather started out as a Rio truck dealer in the 20s and moved on to other brands up through. He was a Hudson and Packard distributor and dealer in Utah until the war put all car dealers out of business when they quit building cars because they needed all the steel to build tanks and and boats and stuff. So for many years, he was a used car dealer. And then in 1955, he was fortunate enough to take on the Volkswagen franchise in Salt Lake City. We were one of the first dealers in the four-state Rocky Mountain area. And so that was in March of 1955. A couple of years after that, they took on Porsche. And then in 1969, we took on Audi. So over 60 years, been in the business in our family. My dad ran the store for many, many years because of my grandfather's health. He had to retire early. And then my brother and I, my brother Blake and I are partners. And so we've eventually bought all the stores out from the family and now own them independently between us two. And so it's been a lot of fun.
Well, thanks for that. Let's go on and move to the next question. It's been a few months since you took over as chairman. Can you tell us how it's going at the helm of AIADA?
It's going pretty good. It's been a little overwhelming. I wasn't expecting to have all these interviews and magazines call me. I mean, yeah, I'd still get Automotive News would call you once in a while for a quote here and there. But now that you're the chairman, they want the quote for the dealers from the chairman. And so that's been a little different. I wasn't expecting that as much as, but it's been very interesting. It's been fun. I really appreciate the support of the AIDA staff. It's been a lot of help.
Well, I guess you're pretty popular these days. Is there something that surprised you the most about your time as chairman? I guess other than what you just mentioned to me.
No, that was probably the most surprising
thing.
Yeah.
What have you enjoyed the most?
I don't know if it's anything, one particular thing I've enjoyed. It's I guess the attention. I've always been the guy that's in the back of the scenes and the one that's rah-rah on the team to get them. So to be the front man, it's been a little different experience for me.
Let's talk about the dealer visit program. I know you recently held a dealer visit program at your store in downtown Salt Lake City, Strong Volkswagen, if I'm correct. Can you tell us a little bit about the visit? How did it go?
Yeah, Representative Chris Stewart visited my store, and it was really good. It was my first one. We took a tour of the dealership and introduced him to all the key managers and a few of the employees that approached him. And he was very interactive with everybody and wanted to know what they did and how they liked their job. Fortunately, they all said they liked it.
It's always a good thing.
But yeah, after touring the dealership, we sat down and just shared some numbers, you know, asked him a few questions like, hey, who do you think owns all those cars out on the lot? And he says, well, I'm not sure. And I said, well, I do. You know, it's amazing how not only in this visit, in visits to the congressional offices up on the Hill here, how many of them don't understand our business and don't understand the investment that a dealer makes of his own money, not of the manufacturers, of our own money. And to tell him about the money, the millions of dollars we spend to remodel our stores, to buy inventory and parts and supplies and tools and lifts, you know, the amount of the investment is huge. And most of them don't understand that. And so it was a real eye-opener. Even though he's familiar with our business and been a good advocate for us, I think it still surprised him the amount of investment we have between our four stores.
during the visit, or I guess in the lead up to the visit, what did AIADA do to kind of help you prepare for it and get ready for hosting him?
Well, they helped us make the appointment, set the appointment in time, and then they sent us a nice packet with a lot of good leave behind information, as well as I got some from my local state association on our employment numbers and these types of things that we could share with him during our visit.
Can you maybe shed a little bit light on how your employees enjoyed having the opportunity to kind of interact with their congressman and having him in the store? Was that a morale booster for them or anything like that?
Yeah, that was pretty neat. I mean, a lot of them don't get to see that side of the business. They're just so wrapped up in their regular lives and their jobs that to see a person like that walk through the store, I think was pretty impressive. And not that many people interacted with him, but there was a few that asked him a couple of questions and he was really nice to respond. I mean, he's a real genuine person. And again, been a real supporter of the auto industry in general in Utah.
And from just to give our listeners an idea of how the whole visit went, how long was it kind of from start to finish?
He was probably there for 35 minutes.
Okay. That's a good amount of time.
Spent a good amount of time, which, you know, a good third of that was walking around the store and showing him the service department and the parts department and our new remodel that we just did. So it was a lot of fun. I think I'm going to do it again.
Well, it's been a busy spring here in Washington. I think we all can agree on that. With auto dealers like you under the gun from protectionist policies potentially coming down the pike, why do you think it's so important for dealers to have members of Congress on their side right now?
Well, just like I mentioned, they don't know what we do or what our business consists of. You really need to invite them out to your store and show them. I mean, it's easy to go to their office and talk about it, but to have them in your store and walk them through your dealership and see the amount of money that you really do invest, I think is very important. Then when they're faced with voting or negotiating on something in that area, they'll have an idea of really what is involved. Because again, they don't realize the millions of dollars we spend on these facilities and inventories.
So do you think that was the thing he found that was the most
absolutely
surprising element of the way you do business?
I think it did surprise him. I mean, you know, they drive by the stores, but I don't think they really, unless they buy a car from that dealer, they don't really go in. And that was a big eye opener for him. So that's where I think it's important. We need to get more dealers doing that. They need to invite their local, both their state and federal people to their store, because a lot of the same things apply to our own hills and our own homes and the laws that they pass and how they affect us.
From your perspective, again, as a dealer, which is why you're here today, why do you think a dealer visit is an exceptional tool for dealers to use? Because we know we have other advocacy tools like phone calls and emails and even meeting with them here in Washington, D.C. in their offices. Why do you think a dealer visit is such an impactful thing for dealers to take advantage of?
Well, it's just seen as everything. So if they're in your store and they can actually see what you're telling them, I think just it runs the point home that they can see the actual brick and mortar that we work in every day, and our employees, introduce them to some of those employees that get very well-paying jobs, and how many people we really do employ to run from a car wash guy clear up to a salesman to our office workers. I mean, there's a full gamut of employees that it takes to run a dealership.
And I know you're fairly active in the industry, and obviously because you're the chairman and you've been on the AIADA board for all these years, can you kind of just give us a little bit of background on where all of your involvement has been? Because I kind of want people to get a little bit of context into why you think the dealer visit is so important in addition to everything else that you've been involved in.
Well, yeah, to be perfectly honest, when I first was approached to take the job as AIADA, I was on the dealer council with Volkswagen. And one of the guys that ran or was an assistant to the CEO of Volkswagen said, hey, there's been an opening and we think you'd be a good fit for this job. And I said, what's that? And he said, well, it's this company called AIADA. And I had been familiar with NADA, been members for years. And I didn't know that my dad, who was the dealer at the time, was the AIADA member as well. But I didn't really know a lot about it. It's kind of like most dealers. We're involved in our day-to-day activities in the dealership and running them, hopefully profitably, but not as many as need be are involved in the political side of the business. So it was a real eye-opener for me when I came to my very first meeting, which was actually our summit. And so it was, I didn't have any visits scheduled that year, but it was a real eye opener to see this side of the business. And I really took a liking to it. And the staff was really friendly and open and welcoming, and everybody on the board was great. And it really opened my eyes to see what side of the business that I hadn't paid attention to. And I really started to love that part and saw how important it was. And so that's where I think we need to encourage more dealers to get that excitement mm-hmm. and to get that feel and to know how important this side of the business is. Yes, it's important to run your business profitably, but it doesn't matter how profitable you run it if they keep passing laws that keep eating away your profits up on the hill.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real important part of the business that we need to take care of.
From your perspective as a dealer today, Brad, can you tell our listeners what you think is the most impactful thing they can do on behalf of their businesses at this point in time?
Well, I would say to set up a dealer visit, and AIDA just makes it so easy. Just call the office, tell them who you are, what state or city you're in, and they will set an appointment for you. They send you the questions that you should ask and statistics that, in a leave behind packet. I mean, they make it really easy. So I would encourage any and all dealers to get to know your legislators in your store. It's really easy to do.
So let's turn just a little bit to something less serious. Since we've talked about the dealer visit program, we've talked about advocacy and why it's so important for dealers. Since you are a car dealer, can you tell us a little bit about your most memorable sale?
Well, thinking back, there's probably a couple. One, we sold a centerfold Playboy bunny, a little Beetle convertible. That was fun. She was a local Utah person, if you can believe that. And wasn't born and raised there, but was living there at the time. But I think the most interesting one, we sold a car to a woman. I believe it was a Passat. And she had the record for the longest fingernails in the Guinness World Book of Records. And her fingernails were like 14 or 16 inches
wow.
long. I mean, they were so long that they curled up like a ball, where I don't even know how she could even do anything. In fact, her husband was there with her. How she can get them around the steering wheel and drive, mm-hmm. I don't know, or take care of herself. But it was pretty interesting.
What did you say she bought?
I think she bought a Passat.
A Volkswagen
Passat.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm sure you have some great stories there in your archives.
All kinds of different people. So it's a fun industry. That's a part of the fun, is meeting new people and introducing new models. That's always an exciting time.
Do you have a favorite model on your lot right now?
Not a favorite. You know, obviously all of our Porsche models are always exciting, and we got a new Q5 that just came out mm-hmm. and a brand new Jetta. It's an all new Jetta. So have a new Arteon that's going to replace the CC that comes out this fall. Really good looking little sports coupe.
Mm-hmm.
So our new Atlas is selling really well, our new 7-seater. So a lot of fun models. That's the fun of the industry, is introducing these new models and seeing the excitement around our customers that come in to buy them.
Well, Brad, I think you've done a great job of giving us your unique perspective of AIEDA's dealer visit program. Thanks so much for joining us here today.
Thanks, Hannah.
And for you listeners, head on over to AIEDA.org to learn more and sign up to host your own dealer visit. That does it for this episode of Beltway Talk. If you like what you've been hearing, make sure and head over to iTunes and give us a good rating. It helps people find us more effectively. Also, if you have ideas for topics you'd like to hear about on future episodes, you can email me directly at oliverh@aiada.org. Join us again for Beltway Talk.